I was the typical legacy, dressed in wine and blue as a baby, tagged along with my mom to her chapter house, angels throughout the house, and so excited that my school had a Pi Phi chapter. My mom encouraged me every step of the way to choose my sorority on my own and not to be biased towards Pi Phi, which I did. But when I was standing outside the house on the first day of recruitment, hearing the Pi Phis cheer for us, and then meeting all of them, I knew this was my home, my sisterhood, and my future bond that I'm sure my mom secretly dreamed of. On the third day, we got our list of houses for prep parties, and you can imagine how completely devastated and lost I was when Pi Phi was not on my list. I remember to this day, I skipped past all the other groups listed on my invitation in search of the name I prayed the night before that I would see, and it wasn't there. I broke down. That day was one of the hardest days for me. I had to start all over again. Thankfully, I was warmly welcomed into what has turned out to be my home, my sisterhood, and hopefully my bond with my own daughter someday. It has been 2 years, and I have happily become a member of another group and now bleed their colors instead of wine and silver blue. But I also understand the meaning of a legacy a lot more than I ever did, which is why it still saddens me when I think of that lost bond and the college freshman who was left thinking, "Did I say the wrong thing? Am I not pretty enough? Why didn't they want me?" All those questions were never answered. I'm so thankful for my mom and what she's given me, not only as a mother, but as a fellow sorority woman. I feel a deeper bond within my sorority because of how much she loves Pi Beta Phi. I just want someone to hear my story and maybe even let the women know how important and special a legacy is and how unique and meaningful the bond is.